Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How much crime do they have in heaven today? How much? Are there some parts of heaven you ought not go after dark? How much crime in heaven? Absolutely none. How much poverty in heaven? Are there some people going hungry? There's some people that... No. Zero. Zero. How many atrocities? How much bad weather? How many tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes they have in? None. You know why? God is in complete control there. And He doesn't have two separate wills, one for heaven and one for earth. He told us to pray, Thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. If His will is already being done on the earth, why would we need to pray that it would be done? Now let's get rid of the tradition and realize the truth. The devil would like nothing better than for you to believe there is no devil and that God is responsible for everything that's happening down here so that you blame Him. You blame God for what the devil and crazy people are doing. But God's not our problem. Never has been. Never will be. In the beginning, when God created everything, the Bible said everything He made was very good. There was no curse. There was no death. There was nothing. And then after everything is restored, the Bible said there's going to be new heavens and new earth, and in it there's going to be no more curse, and there'll be no more dying, no more crying, no more pain, no more sorrow. Hallelujah. Now this stuff that's happening right now because of man's sin and the curse was never the perfect will of God and won't be the perfect will of God. He did it the way He wanted it. What happened as a result of sin and curse is not an improvement on God's plan. Anybody looking forward to an earth and a heaven where there is no curse? We've never been in a place like that. Where nothing ever gets old or dies. Where you go millennia after millennia without one wrinkle or gray hair or pain. Not one bit of pain. We've never been in a place like that. We've never been in a place like that. There are thousands and thousands of accounts of people that died and went to and saw something of heaven and came back. And virtually every one of them was so unhappy they came back. Some of them became quite depressed and became upset. Why? Because we don't know how depressed this place is. It's heavy with the curse and shadow and darkness and evil. And once we get free from this, everything is just going to just lighten up, brighten up. Life with zero death. That's what we got to look forward to. But don't get in too big of a rush to go. You got a job to do. You are boots on the ground with a mission to accomplish. Let's get in. Let's get it done. Let's get out of here.
Amen.
What do you say?
Yes, sir.
Sir, yes, sir. Matthew 5, are you there? Matthew 5, 3, Jesus speaking what we call the Beatitudes. And He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they'll be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Is this true?
Yes.
Now the proud will be resisted. But the humble get grace. And God's people, submitting themselves to Him, humbling themselves before Him, shall inherit the earth. The Bible tells us a time is coming when there'll be new heaven and new earth. Like we just got through saying, there'll be no more curse. And there'll be no more sea. No more oceans. Well, most of the planet's covered in oceans. But in the future, it won't be. That'll free up a lot of real estate. It's the truth. Read it. Search it out. Who's going to inherit the earth? Who's going to get it? Who's going to be in charge? Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they'll be filled. Blessed are the merciful, they'll obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, they'll see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, they'll be called the children of God. Blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The world does not know who we are right now, but we are the rulers of the coming age and world. And we're in training right now. And this is the briefest thing we will ever do. This life, if you live 100 plus years, that's nothing. To God, a millennia is like a day. And He's perceiving it correctly. We just have been around such a short amount of time, our perspective of time is not right yet. You can see it in general life. A five-year-old thinks a week is a long time. You got to wait a week. A whole week? And don't even mention a year. A year. Oh, a year. A year to a five-year-old is like a century. But what about when you get 75? What's a year like to you then? What if you've been around for a million years? What would a year seem like to you? Well, eventually it's going to be the same as God perceives it. To you and me, 1,000 years will be like a day is to us now, a millennium. So what's happening right now, our life here, this is the briefest thing we'll ever do. Just a few more breaths and we're all out of here. What should we be doing right now, you and me? You know, you see Christian after Christian after Christian, somebody dies and they're shocked. They're just shocked. A loved one dies, a father, mother, brother, sister, a spouse, and they're like, I can't live. You should have known they're going to die. Everybody you know is going to die. You're going to die. The Lord tarries his coming just that much longer. Your dog, your cat, your goldfish. We should not be shocked that somebody dies. We're told on the earth somewhere, every second or so, every 1.8 seconds, somebody dies. There's a mass exodus off this planet. If you could back off outside the earth and see spiritually everybody who's leaving here, they're leaving here by the hundreds of thousands all the time. And births are arrivals. Arrivals and departures. Planet earth. And to live down here like we're going to do this forever is playing ostrich, is sticking your head in the sand. Yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah.
You're not going to be here very much longer. If you live another 50 years, another 75 years, that's going to pass like that, and you're out of here. Are you ready to leave?
Yeah.
Well, I got some mixed response on that. It's kind of like the one guy years ago, these guys were... People do a lot more walking to go places than they do nowadays. And they're walking down a dirt road. And they met these fellows, strangers. They didn't know them. And they'd just been in church and heard a real strong message on witnessing to people. You know? And so they met him and they just started out the conversation and said, hey, you want to go to heaven? And the guy said, no. He said, what? You don't want to go to heaven when you die? He said, oh, yeah, sure. He said, I thought you was getting up a load right now. But how many believe the truth of the word that our life down here is like grass in your yard? It's like a flower that blooms just for a few moments and then it's past and we're gone. And what should we be doing down here? Not acting like we're going to do this forever, but using our time with wisdom. Redeeming the time to seek the kingdom and His righteousness and do what we're supposed to do on this planet. Do you believe it or not?
Yes.
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And the Bible said, they that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You go all the way with God, not everybody's going to be happy about it, including some of your family. You will experience some persecution, but any kind of sacrifice or persecution is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. I'm blessed because all that's happened to me. Hallelujah! I'm in good company. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. For what? Why? 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 Great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which are before you. The more I go into this and understand it of myself, the more I see we need to be more long-term minded. We've been entirely too short-sighted. Everything about this life, everything about next week and the next year. We need to think next millennia. We need to be thinking what happens the next 1,000 years, what happens the next 10,000 years. Because you're going to be around. And you know that helps you to relax. When you realize you're going to be around that long, you just go, okay. What's the rush? You're not going to be down here that long. But you're going to be around. Everybody's going to be around somewhere. How many want to be around with God? Want to be around with what He's doing? Go with me, please. Let's see. Go to the book of Ephesians, first chapter. I'll read these scriptures to you, and then I'll join you there. Put up on the screen for us, please, Revelation 2 and 23. Now, he mentioned reward, and he talked about inheritance. And there's thousands of verses in the scriptures about inheritance. And he says in the last part of this verse, I'm he that searches the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. Skip down to verse 26. He that overcomes and keeps my works to the end, to him I will give power over the nations. Skip down to chapter 22. Well, they'll put it on the screen for us. 22:12, Revelation 22:12. He said, behold, I come quickly. And he's not coming empty-handed. My reward is with me to give to who?
Every man.
To every man, evenly divided.
No.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.